From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farm incomes continue to drop and producers are having tougher times paying back loans, but the overarching agricultural credit system remains strong and bankers are doing what they can to help borrowers survive. That was the cohesive message presented by some of the biggest names in farm banking to members of the House Ag Committee last week as lawmakers look ahead to the 2018 Farm Bill. Britain gave its official notice to the EU that the country is pulling out of the pact that has tied it to other European nations for more than 40 years, and UK farmers are speaking up about their concerns. Among them are whether they will be able to continue to use the foreign workers who have helped British farms thrive, and whether they will continue to benefit from the exports that have flowed to other members of the trading bloc. Milk producers searching for ways to cope with sluggish profits and price volatility have set their sights on a program that's currently closed to them, federal crop insurance. In a proposal this week, the American Farm Bureau Federation wants to launch a revenue protection policy known as Dairy RP that would be subsidized along the lines of traditional revenue policies for corn, soybeans, wheat, and other row crops. Milk producers could buy an RP policy to guarantee their quarterly revenues based on the amount of production they want to cover. That's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West. For more information, visit our website at aginfo.net.